Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The question I have, and we can be fan friendly at 404-741-0929. I was thinking about this today. What if I give you the option of taking the offensive and defensive line of the Falcons, okay? Take those two units and that's it. You get to have one of them be elite and the other one is going to be at best average. What direction are you going? Now, Jarvis and I were in agreement. We both said the defensive line. And I'll tell you why. Jarvis and I want, as far as being elite, if I can only have one elite and the other's got to be average at best, I want my defensive line. And I'll tell you why. One is, and I hate to say it this way, Matt Ryan has proven he can take a beating and keep on coming. The reality is that that guy's missed two games in his NFL career. And they were for turf toe, by the way. Anybody remember that? 2009, his second year, two games for turf toe. One of them was the Mike Vick game, right? I was at that game. When Mike Vick came back with the Eagles, I was at that game. Chris Redman was the quarterback of that game. And then the Buccaneers, I think, was the other game that he missed as well. I want to say Tampa and Philly, maybe. I'm just going off the top of my head, going off the top of my head and remember that. I think that's the two games. Because I was at the Philadelphia Mike Vick return game, and I think it was Chris Redman at quarterback. But anyway, Matt's showing he can take a beating. The other thing, too, is that there's so many offensive weapons on this team. Now, I understand. As long as you got a guy who can snap Matt the football, that alone should get Matt 4,000 yards. You know, as long as it's not Mike Person two hopping the snap to Matt when he's got to have a fielder's glove and play shortstop, you know, then I think Matt can handle it. I think Matt's a good enough quarterback. He can navigate us through that. Now the problem is you won't be a great running team. You're gonna be a very below average running team. We've done that before. I think with Matt and Julio and the weapons that this team has, if you put Matt in shotgun and he doesn't have a great line, they could still be a productive offense. If that defensive line is only average at best, it exposes everybody on that team. You make it tough for your linebackers, and I can tell you, you're going to make it especially hard on Trufant and Isaiah Oliver if you can't do things. You know, even if the Falcons can be up 3-0 on you, if you've got an elite defensive line that stops the run and sacks the quarterback, I mean, are we basically talking about the Rams defensive line? I mean, is that basically what we're talking, Jarvis, is that give me the Rams or the Eagles defensive line? That's pretty much – that's – I mean, am I fair to say that that's the two elite-level defensive lines in the NFL? If I have a defensive tackle who by himself can get 22 sacks, they're going to be tough. And let's face it, they've got a lot of name value at corner and safety in L.A., but they're in some ways not always very youthful back there, and they're not the best either. But they can look a lot better when that group of four guys up front is elite. Now, if you can sack the quarterback whenever you need to or stop the run when you have to, when it's important, I think that's just an invaluable resource. You know, I get the idea of, you know, I get the idea of you want a great offensive line and all this, and, you know, that can dictate. I'm with you. But if I only get one of the two to have elite and the other's only going to be average, I still want that defensive line. Because I look at this team and I say, when this team's only an average defensive line, okay, and at best an average defensive line, they struggle. They struggle everywhere. It affects everything. When we can't sack the quarterback, when we can't stop third and two, you know, think about how many times last year when either we couldn't sack Drew Brees Or when Baltimore, we couldn't stop the run. Or Dallas, when we couldn't stop the run when we had to and get off the field. You know, when your defensive line can't get you off the field on third down, your offense only matters so much at that point. Because if they can churn up the yards and churn up the time and churn up first downs, offense doesn't mean a whole lot. You might have a great offense, but if it's not on the field, it's tough for that thing to score. And I think that's where having an elite defensive line can get in. Now, I don't want Mike Person bad. I'm not saying you're going to have Mike Person bad offensive line, because that was dreadful. That year, was that 2015 or 2014? That was 2014, right? Smitty's last year when Mike Person was center and all that. Smitty's last year, right? That was a dreadful offense. That wasn't an average offensive line. That was a dreadful offensive line. You literally had between, who was it, James Stone and Mike Person, right, playing center. Like, Matt looked like he had to be Ozzie Smith in shotgun, fielding ground balls off the turf. He looked like he was Mike Schmidt trying to barehand catch a ball bouncing around off the turf to throw it to first. So, give me that elite-level defensive line. Give me that guy. If you tell me that Vic and Tack are elite-level players, if you told me right now that I got 24 sacks out of Vic and Tack right now today, you promised me 24 sacks. You don't think we can't be a Super Bowl? Forget everything else that you know about the Falcons, okay? You don't think we'd be a Super Bowl team or right there knocking on the door if those two guys went off? Those two guys didn't go off this year. I don't care how you split it up. You could tell me out of 24 sacks, Vic's got 4 and Tack's got 20. They still get 24 sacks between them. That's going to be a pretty dynamic duo.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.